Well, the recent World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report by the Department of Agriculture projects corn and soybean farmers will grow more crop than previously anticipated. Well, USDA yesterday increased 2017-18 corn production to an estimated 14.255 billion bushels and soybean production to 4.26 billion bushels. Well, corn production came in slightly above the highest pre-report estimates, while soybean production came in higher than the pre-report average estimate as well. That according to a DTN, the Progressive Farmer. Well, the farm price for the 2017-18 soybean crop was pegged at an average of $9.40 a bushel, a 10-cent bump from last month's estimate. For corn, USDA estimated an average of $3.30 a bushel. That's down 10 cents from earlier estimates. USDA also raised all winter wheat production to 1.279 billion bushels. That's up 29 million bushels from the June report estimate. Well, anytime you want to know what's going on in farming, get the government involved. While a new study claims the North American Free Trade Agreement has drastically changed the Canadian diet by boosting consumption of high-fructose corn syrup, the peer-reviewed study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal found that as tariffs on high-fructose corn syrup dropped over a four-year period, consumption grew from 21.2 calories of corn syrup per day in 1994 to 62.9 calories per day in 1998. The study linked the increase as a possible contributing factor to increasing obesity and diabetes rates over that time. The connection between the free trade agreements and health has not been well studied. That according to the study's researchers, who say that to date, most research on globalization and nutrition has examined the effects of foreign direct investment, how consumption patterns change when multinational food companies, such as Coca-Cola, begin producing and advertising in new markets. Former U.S. Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Joe Glauber told The Washington Post that this connection between trade and nutrition is getting to be a very big question, while cautioning that the research is in its early days. High fructose corn syrup is commonly used as a sweetener in soft drinks. Well, Nebraska Agriculture Director Greg Ibaugh is said to be in the running for a top post at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Politico reports that several unnamed sources say Ibaugh is being considered, which would put yet another Midwestern farmer at the top of the department. Ibaugh has led the Nebraska Agriculture Department since 2005. Politico speculates that Ibaugh is most likely in the running for Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, which oversees the Agricultural Marketing Service, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, guess what? It's pork season. I think it's what you put on the grill in the summertime. A good time of year to get that protein from pork. Of course, we're not going to talk about what goes in pop. That'd be corn syrup. We'll talk about the pigs right after this.